A little bit behind, so we are now on your item, and so I am going to be reading a lot of instructions, and then I will let you know when to speak. So let's go ahead and get started. We have our court reporter here, but it sounds like you're pretty audible, so as long as you're just speaking clearly, and we should be good to go. So. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Darla Wright in case number 23-158. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 32-2234. Dr. Wright, please introduce yourself for the record.
I'm Dr. Darla Wright with Wright Veterinary Service.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Wright, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censoring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I've submitted everything that I needed to submit, yes.
Thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Thompson, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. On May 15, 2023, Eustace, a 14-year-old female domestic lawful... On May 15, 2023, Useless, a 14-year-old female domestic long-haired cat, was presented to the respondent due to not eating and not defecating. Blood work was performed, elevated liver enzymes were identified. The cat was treated with sub-Q fluids and discharged with AD and an appetite stimulant. On May 17, 2023, the cat was rechecked by respondent. Barium radiographs, a large descending... Barium radiographs were performed, a large descending colon, therefore an enema was provided and good and had good results. The cat was sent home, lactulose and sisapride. On May 31st, 2023, the cat returned due to not eating for 4 days. Complainant felt the cat's teeth were bothering her. Blood work revealed hepatic lipidosis. Respondent recommended a feeding tube and hospitalization for several days for supportive care. Complainant declined hospitalization, therefore the cat was force-fed and administered sub-Q fluids. The following day, the cat was dropped off for treatment. The cat was discharged later that day with denamarin and lixotinic. In the following days, the cat was dispensed an antibiotic due to complainant's request. Complainant felt the cat's liver issues and infected tooth should have been addressed on the initial presentation date.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Wright, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Dr. Wright, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Okay. I actually didn't have anything additional to submit. I believe that through the informal... I'm trying to think of the name of it.
I know what you mean. The initial investigation.
Right. They found that there was no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act, that I did handle the case correctly. The only reason that I was addressing the board today was over the violations in regards to the radiographic labeling. And not regarding the case itself, the medical case.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I would now like to ask the board members if they have any questions for Dr. Wright. Dr. Thompson, you want to?
I don't have any questions. I think we were in agreement initially that the medical workup was not of a concern, but just in looking at the documentation that we had, one of the requirements of the statute is that we have marked radiographs, and none of the requirements were met on these radiographs.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, we do not have the complainant present or available, nobody else has any other questions. And Dr. Wright, I have to give you the final say if you have anything you would like to end with before we then begin our deliberations.
Okay, yes, I would just like to say that I did supply additional documentation from our system. We have all our x-rays labeled correctly through our digital imaging system, which is the Heska Corporation. And in the process of the transmittal of the x-rays from our system to the cloud bank, the digital storage bank, there was some setting within the Heska software that was not checked or, you know, entered correctly, and the labels were not transmitting on our images, even though all of the required documentation was on the images. So we sent what we see when we pull the images up on Ulite, which is the storage system, and the ones that I sent on Useless do show that they were labeled correctly. The only thing missing was the marker, but apparently none of that information transmitted from our digital system here to the storage cloud. We did speak with Heska. They admitted that they made a mistake, that it was not transmitting correctly, and in an effort for them to fix the problem, they actually deleted the study, which we still have copies of course, because we made backups, but our x-rays are actually all labeled correctly, is what I wanted to present.
Okay. Thank you. So if there's no further questions from board members, this concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter.
So I think that's really good information to have. I would imagine myself as a practitioner, you see everything on that screen, and we know what happens when you assume, but the assumption is if it's all there, then that's what is going to appear on the image when it does get transported to the cloud and miraculously comes down the other side. So I guess with that new information, that is very helpful. I would say that we're not, you know, we don't have this list of violations. Obviously, there's still concern about the marker, whether we're right or left. That's not on there, but I don't know how specific when we look at the violations, when it says failure to ensure that a radiograph of an animal is permanently labeled with the anatomical orientation, does that just mean VD, lat, or is that also referring to left and right? And I'm asking that question to the board, right? Like, is it because anatomical orientation is technically VD or lateral, right? Yeah. So if with that, I would say then there is no violation. I would just maybe give a point to say make sure that we're using our left and right markers, because even more so now with the digital aspect, you can flip things around much easier and get kind of disoriented. So I would with the new information recommend dismissal with no violation.
I would second that, and yeah, I agree. Computers are weird.
Yeah.
And when you transfer stuff over, it doesn't always go the right way. But when we have this updated one that has the actual date and a time frame, 4/44, which would indicate that barium has traveled through the intestines on an appropriate time frame, all that, I think it was just a computer error as opposed to a violation of statute. So yeah, I would second your motion to dismiss. The markers, they need to be in there. I think I can tell anatomic orientation just because of how this was taken, I can see. But yeah, the markers, I don't want to rely on my interpretation to find anatomical orientation. So markers are going to be very, very important, but I don't see that elevating to a violation.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to dismiss case 23-158 with no violation. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. The board has voted to dismiss this case. This concludes this matter, and Dr. Wright, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Dr. Schaefer, I'm going to disconnect now.
Right.
Dr. Wright. Right.
Okay, folks, let's take a few minute